time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies, with alternative and complementary therapies all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. Thank you for joining us. I think the number one article that I want to start with is about GMO corn, and they're calling it the number one cause of disease and cancer, the apocalypse. There, you know, there's a question. Have you ever been to a doctor's office or an emergency room and been the only person there, first to be seen and right away? Have you ever known anyone to be diagnosed with a disease or disorder, and a medical doctor or the oncologist tells them to stop eating genetically modified food and then come back in a month and we'll do a checkup then? Just doesn't happen, does it? However, it's no conspiracy that consuming bug-killing and weed-killing chemical-causing disorders of the human cells, brain, and cleansing organs. So you have to think of this. When a bug eats Roundup that's been sprayed on corn or any other fruit or vegetable, their stomach explodes and their nervous system is destroyed. So now with genetically modified foods, they're actually being able to put the Roundup poison directly into the corn. And it's now in everything. A high fructose corn syrup is almost in every food, every soda, can, sugar, and it's all genetically modified. You're getting genetically modified potatoes and corns and squashes and so many different kinds of foods that are now genetically modified with that chemical in it. Now, science has proved that eating and drinking chemicals causes cancer of all kinds. It causes pandemic-style diseases. It can cause cell manipulation. And it's at the root level, the DNA level. Anyway, we're not told to stop eating those foods. And Monsanto scientists figured out a long time ago how to kill rootworm beetles and pesky cornfield weeds using poisons that embed into the DNA of the corn or any of the other plant seeds. Then Monsanto has the farmers spray more of that Roundup Ready corn with more poisons, which then allows the plant to actually have more of that pesticide. So we now know that all pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, insecticides, eating those disrupts the immune system, disrupts the nervous system. It puts toxins into the body that your entire cleansing systems all have to get rid of. And basically, you only have so many ways of eliminating poisons. You can poop it out, you can pee it out, you can sweat it out your skin, you can cough it out of your mouth, or you can blow it out of your nose, and you can breathe it out. What happens, every one of those systems are being overtaxed and overloaded with getting rid of toxic material. And then doctors are telling us we don't understand what's causing all these sicknesses. We don't understand what's causing all of these diseases. Now, you can't keep eating huge amounts of genetically modified foods. You can't keep eating and drinking these mutated products without those products building up in your systems. And whether you're drinking soda pop or any other drink that has high fructose corn syrup that's been added, nearly all candy and gums and microwave popcorns and bread and breakfast cereals and canned and jarred fruits and baked goods and sauces and condiments and processed juices and salad dressings and sweetened yogurts and frozen pizzas and microwavable meals and snacks and cereal bars and protein bars and nutrition bars and coffee creamers and energy drinks and sports drinks and jams and jellies and ice cream. All of these non-organic Roundup Ready foods that you're regularly consuming add more and more toxic material and overload all of these systems that do the elimination. And then we have to wonder what's going on and why people are getting sick so often. There's been study after study. There was studies done in France, and they did long-term studies on animals consuming Monsanto's GMO-laden maize, the corn, and also on the Roundup Ready herbicide. They found, and it really kind of rocked the science in France, because the rats and animals that were fed suffered severe liver disease, kidney damage, and after 3 months, most of the female rats grew massive cancer tumors around the same time period. These findings were published as far back in the Journal of Food and Chemical Toxicology as far back as 2013. Anyway, they did another study, and they cut the results short by 3 months just before the rats got deadly sick, and claimed that the study was flawed and that the animals were fine. Again, it seems to be that money is what controls most of the studies. So anyone who thinks that humans aren't affected by all of these toxic materials that everybody's consuming every single day is just either asleep or doesn't read or is not looking at the studies. And it doesn't matter whether they're rat studies or other animal studies or their studies with humans. The rats and animals are dying of cancer. They're dying of liver disease, kidney disease. And humans, their lifespans are being shortened. I talked about an article where actually intelligence is going down for the first time over the past 4 decades. And that's as long as people have been consuming all of these huge amount of pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides. And you go back as an example, and we talk about our parents or our grandparents. And you go back to the early 1900s and up till 1910, 20. You didn't have all of these chemicals that were in the food. Today, we have so many chemicals that are in the food, and people are consuming pounds and pounds and pounds of these chemicals every year. Now, the government will tell you that there's no problem, that you're okay, and not to worry about it, and that it's not your choice of getting cancer, that it's somehow genetic. Now, what we're finding, when any person that just looks at what's going on out there, you can't help but understand that when you consume huge amounts of toxic material, that's what's happening, that you're having to eliminate these toxins through the elimination systems. Now, in naturopathy, whether it's you're going to an herbalist or an iridologist or a naturopath or anybody that practices nutritional lifestyle modifications, and they're telling you to eat organic food as much as possible. There's a reason for that, so that you don't overtax the human elimination systems. Again, whether it's the limb system or the nervous system. But anyway, just to finish up on this study, one of the reasons that we promote eating organic food as much as possible, one, it's to support the industry. Of course, that's necessary. We want the prices to come down, and we want farmers to recognize that they can make a living producing organic food. At the same time, we know that eating organic food lowers your toxic load, lowers that load of the amount of poisons that you're taking in. So again, one of the things that I talked about when we talked about what's causing intelligence to go down, I think a lot of it is having to do with all of this toxic food, especially over the last 20 years, 25 years. We don't have to go back 40, but over the last 20 years, it's been very intense, and everything you eat now is full of toxic material. Also, the water you drink and the toothpaste, when you're using fluoride and when you're using grain products with bromated vegetable oils, when you're drinking chlorinated water or showering from chlorinated showers, you know, the water coming right out of the wall, all of those chemicals, the bromine and the chlorine and the fluorine, they all deplete the iodine. I've talked about this many times before, and I'll continually talk about it because I think it's so important. When you lower the amount of iodine in the system, you're lowering the immune system and you're lowering the actual intelligence. They now found that intelligence is controlled a lot by iodine. That's why we always have pregnant women and young children take at least one drop, as an example, of Lugol's solution so that they can get that iodine in. It is possible to stay healthy and keep your kids healthy by eating the right kinds of food. That's what's so important. When you can continually consume the proper kinds of food, then you're going to actually help yourself, and you're going to know that you and your family are going to be doing the best they can and stay healthy. Eliezer Ben-Joseph, be right back after these commercial breaks.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
It was a study done on energy healing. Now, for many people, the benefits of energy healing practices like Reiki and Qi Gong and Quantum Touch and all of these energy healing practices, people have known about these for hundreds of years. The problem is you can't really measure how these energy techniques work. In a recent study, scientists attempted to do just that. They wanted to measure and confirm the energy transfer which takes place during a typical energy session, such as Reiki. Now, Reiki is an ancient practice of energy healing that first rose to fame in Japan during the 1800s. Yet there's different takes on energy healing that have existed for centuries. And now scientists seek to confirm what healers have known in the past. Almost every martial art, the soft styles, and especially Qi Gong, it's really dealing with that energy that you're talking about. So here's an article, and they wanted to check how this healing that's existed for centuries, and they wanted to know how it really works. They wanted to confirm what healers of the past and of the present have already known. What the Reiki advocates say, that the practice keys in on the flow of universal energy, or this chi energy, and the Japanese, they call it ki energy, so you've seen it as chi or ki, but almost in any martial art, you'll see that, and it's that energy that allows, as an example, a martial artist to build up such energetic force that they can break bricks, and they can break concrete, and they can break big boards, and they can smash through blocks of ice. They can do things that are not normal. And I've seen over the years when I was in India and in Sri Lanka, they showed techniques that you just can't believe somehow, some of these techniques. Well, the Reiki practitioners and other practitioners, they always talked about this universal energy, this cosmic energy that Reiki practitioners can transfer energy to their patients by channeling it through their own hands. So that it was published in Medical News Today, the Journal of Medical News Today, and they report that at least 60 hospitals in the United States offer different types of energy, especially Reiki therapy, to their patients. And survey data suggests that over 1 million people will try Reiki or similar therapy in any given year. Despite the naysayers in modern medicine and modern science, Reiki continues to grow in popularity. A lot of scientists said, oh, this chi energy is not real. It can't be. Well, because of the nature of Reiki and energy healing, studying its benefits and quantifying them has proven quite difficult until now. Well, Maria Kuman, PhD, she's at the Holistic Research Institute in Knoxville, Tennessee, to study to analyze the potential energy transfer that occurs during a Reiki healing session. She herself admits that she was more than skeptical at the notion of real energy transfer taking place. She was very skeptical. Now, to conduct her research, the Holistic Research Institute created a patented, highly sensitive equipment in order to measure the energy of a Reiki practitioner and their patients during the practice. What they reported was that the results showed that the Reiki healers do not lose their own energy while healing. And they've always said that we're not giving you our energy, we're just channeling universal energy through us. Well, in fact, her equipment showed that there was an increase in energy for the healers as well as their clients or patients. And this proved that the Reiki masters were right when claiming that by healing others, they actually heal themselves. She further explained there could only be one explanation to this. The Reiki healers are not using their own body energy to heal. The fact that their energies have increased after healing and their energetic balance was improved means that there is a third source of energy from which they are drawing. To that end, Dr. Kuman contends that energy healing could be especially useful for disease prevention by addressing energy imbalances before they lead to illness. And Dr. Kuman also notes that the practice of acupuncture may offer similar benefits to energy healing, particularly regarding disease prevention. And what I'm going to interpret is what they're tapping into is what we would call this zero-point source or quantum energy in the field of the matrix. Scientists used to believe that the universe is basically a vacuum. Well, they now know through quantum physics and quantum understanding of cosmology that the universe is not a vacuum, that it's filled with cosmic energy, and it's filled with individual particles, electrons and negative ions and positive ions, and these electrons, free-floating electrons, and that the space between these electrons is what they're calling the cosmic matrix. It's actually what makes up the universe, and it's a hologram. And they're saying that this energy that exists throughout the universe is what binds everything, all matter, together. And it's what gives matter its energetic balancing or healing, or it gives matter its structure. What they found is when you take an atom apart, you have the proton and neutron in the nucleus, and then you have electrons floating around. Well, 99.99999% of all of this atomic structure is really empty space. Well, they found that this space is not empty, that it is the quantum energy field that binds the universe and gives motion to the electrons, and it gives the electrical charge to the atomic structure of atoms. The previous reports have also touched on benefits of Reiki, though the conclusion, science, it's hard to come by. Well, that hasn't stopped anyone from enjoying the practice and its offerings. Even the National Institutes of Health have admitted that the studies featuring Reiki for conditions like pain, cancer, and depression have shown that the practice does help patients manage their symptoms. I think that's pretty cool because I've learned acupuncture and I've learned energy healing and polarity therapy, Rolfing and postural integration and chiropractic, osteopathic, and a lot of them deal with the structure of the parasympathetic, sympathetic nervous system, and they also deal with this higher energy that I talk about that actually I did a lecture and put a whole presentation together called Battle for God in Science. But it talks about an understanding of this energy in the cosmic or quantum field. So science continues to confirm the value of so-called alternative medicine. It's no longer so-called. It is now alternative medicine, especially when it comes to long-held traditional practices like acupuncture and Reiki and Qi Kung and other Qi and Qi balancing exercises. Also, they're now looking at herbal and plant medicines that we've known since ancient times. This whole thing I thought was really pretty exciting is the study of energy healing. I thank you all for joining us. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
We are back, Natural Solutions Radio. Boy, I got to talk about this one article because that's going to freak people out. Lab-grown meat is going to be coming to your restaurant pretty soon.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for asking. How can I help you this morning?
Yes, sir. I called a couple weeks ago concerning oil health, and you mentioned you recommended doTERRA essential oils.
Yeah, the wintergreen oil is yes, absolutely.
And just curious, is there, because it's only marked for like topical use, is that still okay to be
Yeah, doTERRA is a company where there's a lot of internal use, and wintergreen can be used internally. I've been using it for years. Sometimes when they print on the bottle, that's because the government requires what's called CYA. Do you know what CYA stands for?
Oh, yeah. I'm a retired military. I know that exactly.
Okay, so you know what that is. So, but doTERRA is very, they pride themselves on the most pure essential oils, and a lot of their essential oils are internal use. So you can absolutely use the wintergreen or any of the citruses. I personally like the wintergreen. Now, the first 3 or 4 days you use it, it can burn a little bit in your gums, especially if they were bleeding, but after that it goes away, and let me tell you, it'll stop receding gums, it'll stop any kind of gum infection within 1 week. So what you do is you brush your teeth, and I also use the doTERRA toothpaste because it has a form of calcium called calcium hydroxyapatite that actually remineralizes the teeth. So you use that toothpaste after you rinse your mouth, then you put 3 or 4 drops on your toothbrush and rebrush your teeth with the essential oil, and on that one you swallow. And let me tell you, it'll stop any gum infection.
Outstanding. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for clearing that up.
You got it. Are you listen only, or do you have a question?
I do have a question.
Yeah.
My sister has come down with vertigo, and she is... She was taking the statin drugs and blood pressure drugs, which I've been trying to tell her not to do.
Yes, that can often cause that. And the and it's the vertigo that makes you dizzy, especially when you stand up. One of the things she can do is there's an herb, ginkgo biloba. It's very common herb. It sends more blood to the brain. Nature Sunshine makes one called ginkgo plus hawthorn. And so it'll actually improve the function of the heart and the cardiovascular system. And also it will improve blood flow to the brain. The other thing they can get is there's a an herbal extract called blue vervain. And blue vervain, you can put two or three drops in the ears right before you go to sleep and put a little piece of cotton ball in there and let that be in the ear, because that'll go after any kind of ear infection if there's something going on. Then in the morning, what they do is they put a little hydrogen peroxide in that ear, and that'll wash it right out, or then they take their shower and let the water wash that stuff out. That should help that vertigo. And if they can, definitely get off the statin drugs. The statin drugs cause muscle damage. And what is your heart made out of but a muscle? So why would we take something that causes muscle damage? Well, you die, but you died with your cholesterol nice and low. Here's the new article. It's called Lab-Grown Meat. And meat produced without killing animals is heading to your dinner table. Imagine biting into a juicy beef burger that was produced without killing any animal, and it was grown in a laboratory from cultured cells. That's turning vision into reality. There's a lot of startup companies that are developing these lab-grown beefs. Lab-grown beef, lab-grown pork, lab-grown poultry, and even lab-grown seafood. And there's this one company called Mosa Meat, Memphis Meats, Super Meats, and Finless Foods. And the field is that they're attracting millions of dollars in investments. That Memphis Meat took in $17 million from an agricultural Cargill. And what they're doing is they're taking cells of meat and they're actually stimulating those cells to reproduce in a petri dish. And so they're actually growing that meat in a laboratory. It's also called clean meat, which is you're not killing the animal. But again, I don't know how synthetic meat produced in a laboratory, but it also can lower environmental costs, because meat production uses up huge resources in the environment. So I have no idea how good it is, but the meat is made by taking muscle samples from an animal. Then they collect stem cells from that tissue. They multiply them dramatically and allow them differentiate into the primitive fibers, and then bulk up the form of muscle tissue. So it says that Mosa Meat says that one tissue sample from a cow can yield enough muscle tissue to make 80,000 quarter-pounder hamburgers. Anyway, these startup companies expect to have products on sale within the next few years. But clean meat will have to overcome a number of barriers, in your brain, okay? Because I don't know how many people want to eat hamburger meat that's grown in a laboratory, So, again, I have no idea. Right now, it costs pretty much to produce this meat, and they said the costs were $300,000. To produce, and it was a very dry because it didn't have any fat in it. And so the expenses have since fallen, so now it's less. But it still costs to make a quarter pounder, it still costs about $600. So I don't think that's going to be coming to a restaurant too soon. But careful attention to come to texture. But again, without some fat in it, no one's going to want to eat this dry, clean meat. So I don't know. Anyway, next article that I want to mention is the developer of the GMO potato. He's actually the scientist, Dr. Calcius Romanens. He's the developer of the GMO potato, but he has now subsequently renounced his own work and explains that we should not in any way be eating the product that he created. The title is "The Developer of the GMO Potato Renounces His Own Work, Warns Against Consuming GMO Potatoes." So the GMO potatoes are from the Idaho-based, Simplot, big agri company, and the Chinif genetic modification he introduced was to silence the potato, the melanin of the potato, and that's what causes the potato to turn brown when it's been exposed to the air. So the gene, which is the melanin, causes the potato to discolor when bruised, and the GMO potatoes do not discolor when bruised, the new GMO potatoes, and they have therefore been marketed as bruise-resistant or color-changing resistant. But after finding that most of the GMO varieties were stunted, were mutated, or they were sterile, and many of the potatoes died very quickly, like prematurely born babies, the developer, Dr. Romanens, renounced his own genetic engineering, and he actually denounced his own career, and he wrote a book about the experience called Pandora's Potatoes, The Worst GMOs. In an interview, he discussed the risks of health posed by the GMO potatoes. In an article in the Independent Science News, he mentions that the GMO potatoes are likely to accumulate at least two toxins that are absent in normal potatoes. But this gentleman who did the research and produced the GMO potatoes, and he wrote the article, and it provided evidence that silencing the potato's melanin gene caused massive increase of high levels of what's called alpha amino adipotate, also known as amino adipitic acid. Anyway, this compound caused a lot of different symptoms and caused the potatoes to have too much toxic material. Anyway, he's telling us, don't eat the GMO potatoes. And I'm saying, actually, you don't want to eat any GMO foods. GMO foods are really not healthy at all. Then this next article I want to mention is that there's the top six foods that you probably had no idea were GMO, but that are GMO. And what happened in the 90s, chemists found out that they can take and change a lot of the foods and actually change them genetically, basically actually change how the crops grow, and that the GMO crops are as corrupt as snake venom, according to the article, and they infiltrate more than 70% of all U.S. food, including baby food and pet foods. And anyone who also cares an iota about the environment knows that biotechnology and chemical agriculture is not sustainable, as our soil is methodically becoming more and more toxic. So a lot of people who shop organic or are local and largely unaware that every year the biotech giants Bayer and DuPont and Dow and Syngenta and Cargill, and the list goes on, have thousands of scientists, trolls in white lab coats figuring out new ways to infect the seeds and other popular produce. So a lot of people don't realize there are things like sugar beets and canned soups and cereals, 90% of all canola oil, but don't use canola oil anyway. It makes your blood thick, and it's not very healthy. But anyway, the top six foods that you had no idea about is number one is honey, and it's largely made with GMO high fructose corn syrup. Yes, that's true. Research reveals that most store-bought honey isn't honey at all. So what is it? Well, 75% of the honey tested in stores and jugs, jars, and the cute little plastic bears in the U.S. grocery stores, also in drug stores and Costco and Sam's Club and Walmart and Target, is not what bees produce. It doesn't contain any pollens. And you're really consuming GMO high fructose corn syrup. And when you think you're eating honey, don't. Number two is wheat breads, also made with genetically modified high fructose corn syrup. And the whole grain, multi-grain fad, every parent in the U.S. went crazy buying their kids whole grain breads and wheat breads and multi-grain cereals, even though GM wheat was in full swing. And those cereals were bred and are still coated with GMO high fructose corn syrup. So it's basically a Ponzi scheme on the health scans, and we're still falling for it. So now nearly all non-organic grains, including wheat, barley, and rye, are heavily sprayed with a Roundup. That's non-organic, and it's a carcinogenic weed killer, and they actually genetically modify it so that that weed killer becomes part of the food. So when you eat that food, you're eating that weed killer. And that weed killer, we think, is one of the biggest causes of cancer in the world today, eating genetically modified foods and eating all the foods that are sprayed with these heavy-duty weed killers. The next, number three, is baby formula. And corn and soy and milk in your baby's formula, it's not organic, then the baby is getting double doses of genetically modified toxins. And most U.S. cows are fed genetically modified alfalfa and corn and soybeans. And many baby formulas are made with these genetically modified soybean milk now. So would you spray ant and roach killer on your infant to keep the bugs away? Well, then don't feed them pesticides loaded with those. Stop doing it and you'll do your babies a favor. Number four, as I just mentioned, is the potatoes and these new bruise-resistant potatoes. You continually shop blindly, you're just going to get fried with all of these chemicals in your own body. And that's plant science that's gone to become fake science. So if you don't want to get cancer and dementia and every other kind of disease, stop eating these Franken foods. Number five is papaya. And the Hawaiian papaya production was cut in half by what was called the ring spot virus. And the solution, go into a laboratory and create a Frankenstein papaya called the rainbow papaya. And now it's the primary variety grown in Hawaii. And again, it has the pesticide directly as part of the papaya. And number six is pumpkins. So pumpkins did not exist at one point in history. But remember Michael Pollan saying, don't eat anything your great-grandmother wouldn't recognize as food? Well, this year for Halloween, check that canned pumpkin, because it's not really pumpkin at all, but it's another one of these Nestle Franken-crop creations. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining us here at Natural Solutions Radio. Good morning, George. How can I help you?
Good morning, Dr. Joseph. I have two questions. First, I want to ask you about, are you talking about GMOs and all that? Will you go buy organic bread? Does that contain glyphosate?
If it's organic, and especially if it says California organic, then by law, it has to be organic. Basically, organic by law has to be organic. And if it gets caught selling organic with chemicals in it and pesticides in it, they can lose that organic certification, and it could take years before they get that certification back again. But most of the time, if it says organic, it's good, okay?
My second question.
Yes.
How can I improve the circulation in my legs? I have heart failure and also I have diabetes, and I've been having problems with my legs where just my legs where sometimes when I get a scratch,
it doesn't heal very well. That's because of the diabetes. Diabetes affects the microcirculation, and the farther away from your heart, the smaller the blood vessels get. So in the lower legs, often diabetics will get discoloration of the skin, almost a brown color discoloration. And again, if you get a scratch, it's hard to heal. They don't heal very well. One of the things that you can take that's very, very good for any kind of diabetes is to correct the liver, not just the pancreas, but to correct the liver. And you get rid of the fat that's in the liver, and that will repair the diabetes. So you can take something like a Nature Sunshine milk thistle combination, and that will really help the pancreas. Again, we don't deal with a specific disease. What we do is we enhance the function of an organ. So we want to enhance the function of the liver and enhance the function of the pancreas. And milk thistle can enhance that combination. Nature Sunshine makes a great combination. And then the other herb that you can take is cinnamon. And it has to be true cinnamon. And one of the things that you can do to help control the blood sugars is you take a glass of water, room temperature, with every meal. When you take that, and you take that with a quarter to a half a teaspoon of the true cinnamon, and then you add one or two teaspoons of apple cider vinegar, or there's a new vinegar that's made from coconut water. So if you take, as an example, a glass of water with the vinegar in it and the cinnamon in it, you're going to enhance your pancreas, and it's going to help control blood sugars. And then also, I would add, let's say you take yogurt. You can get the new yogurt made from coconut milk instead of cow's milk, and you would put a teaspoon of turmeric, that yellow spice that's in curry. And you want to make sure that you're going to get turmeric non-irradiated and organic. Now, we're the only ones that we know in El Paso that sell that non-irradiated organic. So basically, if you don't live in El Paso, call us up. We mail all over. But you would want to take about a half a teaspoon twice a day is going to be ideal. And you mix it with a little of that yogurt and you just take it. Or you can put it in a smoothie. You take some pomegranate juice and you take maybe a half a teaspoon of cinnamon and a half a teaspoon of the turmeric and maybe some blueberries, and you put some baby spinach or baby greens in a blender, and you drink that twice a day. And that's going to really make a nice smoothie that will really start to repair your liver and your pancreas. So both of those would be quite good to take, and that should make a difference, I think, if you do that. And then the other thing to repair the circulation, one of the best things in the world, there's two herbs that enhance circulation dramatically, and that's cayenne pepper, the hot chili pepper, and the other one is ginger. And you can get ginger as fresh ginger or powdered ginger, or even make ginger tea. And you mix that with a little raw honey. And the honey you get, again, you want to make sure that you're getting a local honey. And by the way, desert honey is the highest grade honey in the world. Any desert, and it has anti-cancer properties. Again, you just want to make sure that it's real honey and organic. And that's going to make a difference. the ginger tea and the cayenne pepper. Sprinkle cayenne pepper on everything, or again in that yogurt with the turmeric, put a half a teaspoon of the hot organic cayenne pepper, and that will enhance your circulation dramatically. There was also a question about a compound called Stem Enhance. And Stem Enhance, by the way, is nothing more than blue-green algae. And it just depends upon the company. And some of that blue-green algae has been contaminated. Just depends where they harvest it. I like personally chlorella and spirulina, as those are the two best algaes that I think. And you can get organic spirulina that's now grown in vats, stainless steel vats. Japan is one of the highest producers of that. They also produce chlorella. And instead of harvesting it from lakes that can be very polluted because you have the runoff of pesticides that go into those lakes, then instead you take the high-grade algae that are produced in sterile conditions. So I think I wouldn't take the Stem Enhance just because they harvest it from the lakes. I would take either chlorella or true spirulina. You can then not have to worry that those are going to be contaminated or not. There's an article that came out that says just smelling coffee gives your brain a boost. Making that fresh brewed drip coffee first thing in the morning, and you wake up in that aroma of the coffee, and it just stimulates the brain. Well, we now know that coffee also has an anti-inflammatory properties, and it increases longevity. It also lowers your risk of diabetes. And most of these benefits are typically attributed to the ingestion of coffee. Well, they now found that just the smell of coffee can lead to a boost in your brain productivity. A new study published by the Journal of Environmental Psychology lend credence to this new idea, and it was reported in Newsweek. And the paper describes a whole number of undergraduate business students who were asked to take a graduate management aptitude test. And one group was led into a room filled with the scent of coffee, which was generated by an electric diffuser, and to take the 10-question algebra exam, and another was taken into a room that didn't carry the aroma of the coffee. And the participants who were at in the Starbucks environment scored significantly higher than the students deprived of the scent. They felt emboldened by the smell of coffee as soon as they walked into the room, believing they would be more focused and better equipped to deal with the pending math problems. And they actually were. There is something about it, and we now know that just smelling a cup of coffee is just really quite good. You know, I talk about a lot of essential oils. Well, there was a study done on postmenopausal women that actually suffer from anxiety. And the science is now showing that the smell of bitter orange and lavender were useful treatments in the anxiety syndrome of menopausal women. And the study was published in the International Journal of Women's Health and Reproductive Sciences. And they revealed that the smell of lavender and the smell of bitter orange can be used to treat menopause-induced depression. And when typically menopause for women between 45 and 55 years old, the menstruation and the ovaries stop activity, so you end up with a reduced levels of estrogen and progesterone and testosterone and follicular stimulating hormone and luteinizing hormones. And all of these can affect your mental states and fatigue and appetite and really, even to the extreme, they can cause suicidal tendencies and if left untreated. And you can get hot flashes and night sweats and irritability and anger and depression. Well, they found that, of course, there's all kinds of drugs that they use to treat that. A lot of hormone therapy can increase your risk of strokes and breast cancer and endometrial cancer, so we don't like to use those. Also, antidepressants can have unwanted side effects. They can reduce blood pressure. They can cause more fatigue, irregular heartbeat. So these herbal remedies for depression are now being utilized. And so the researchers analyzed lavender oil and bitter orange as potential herbal remedies for menopausal depression. And previous studies have shown that these oils have anti-anxiety properties. So they wanted to study them specifically from the anxiety, which is different than depression, and can serve as one of the symptoms. The researchers team, they did a very effective study. They used lavender and bitter orange using over 150 women in the participation and throughout an 8-week trial, and they had very significant improvements were observed in participants who smelled the lavender or bitter orange, and they actually even took them in capsules compared to those who were in the control group. So there was no improve in the people taking the control group, but those taking the lavender and bitter orange both showed the same results. So again, we talk a lot about essential oils, and again, I love the company doTERRA because a lot of their essential oils can be taken internally. And so they found that the lavender and the bitter orange internally actually made a difference along with the smells. So this is really an important study. Again, it just confirms the effects of using essential oils. So it helped to reduce depression in menopausal women. It helped to reduce anxiety. And so complementary medicine is showing to be more and more beneficial. So, of course, there's some lifestyle changes that you want to do. If you're suffering from anxiety or from depression, getting enough sleep, that's critical. Exercise. Exercising is one of the single best techniques used for reversing depression and anxiety, especially the type of exercise called HIIT, high intensity interval training. So as much as possible, you get that kind of exercise. And then also talking to your friends or talking to your minister, rabbi, or joining a support group for women with depression. You know, just the idea of talking. But they found that talking to your best friend is just as effective as talking to a professional. So, you know, you could save some money if you have a good friend. And this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or any other social media outlets. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning on Natural Solutions Radio with me, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph. Today's show is brought to you by Prime Longevity and Health Naturally. Prime Longevity, check it out. PrimeLongevity.com, the best anti-aging supplement on the market.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.